I'm Ken Vincent. When Jerry Brown's 16 years as California governor come to an end on Monday, he will hand the leadership of the nation's largest state over to Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor and former mayor of San Francisco. These two Democrats have worked with one another for years, and their families go back decades. In this morning's second part of our exit interview with Jerry Brown, Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler talks with the outgoing governor about his successor. They spoke while touring Brown's ranch on a golf cart, with the governor behind the wheel and his two dogs in the golf cart as well.
Gavin Newsom's going to take over a state with lots of money that you think he should stash away.
Lots of money that is only temporary.
Exactly.
Because it's not like the money stays there.
He's campaigned on universal health care.
By the way, it's not even clear the money will be there, because it's a prediction over the next 18 months. It's the budget reserves for the budget starting in June, going for another year. So what will happen? You know, you see the stock market the last week. So that's why I'm always on guard for the downturn and trying to prevent that.
So we know that your advice to Governor-elect Newsom is to think of the worst thing that could possibly happen
and do everything you can
to prevent it. Yeah. You've known him all his life. You've known his family.
Known him all his life. I've known his father all my life. But I didn't know Gavin because he was born after I'd moved to Los Angeles. But I have got to know him a little bit.
So you've known the governor-elect for a long time, a few years. Yes, and you led Oakland as he led San Francisco across the bay. What do you like about him? Does he ever do things that get on your nerves that make you concerned about?
Not as much as you.
Gavin will be glad to hear that.
I think Gavin comes from a politically interested family. His father was interested in politics. His grandfather was certainly very helpful to my father in the early years when he was running for the district attorney of San Francisco. So, and he himself has that interest. And given the fact that he was a supervisor and a mayor in a very contentious, diverse city, I think he's got a good amount of experience in the kind of contention and issues that he'll find in Sacramento. So I think that's a very good preparation. That in fact, I did not have that preparation. I was Secretary of State, which is a quiet office compared to the mayor of San Francisco. So I think that and the fact that he's been lieutenant governor now and on the Lands Commission, he's had a good acquaintanceship. But having said all that, he'll have his hands full because the interest groups, both left and right, are very eager to test the new governor and to get as much money, as many laws and regulations as they possibly could. And the governor, in keeping with the notion of what a governor is, it's to hold the rate of change to a certain level. That's what governors do. A governor and an engine keeps the engine from running out of control. And that's exactly what the governor has to do.
Well, how confident are you that Governor Newsom will be able to do that?
Well, I think only time will tell. I don't operate in the prophecy business like you pundits are so attracted to.
Outgoing Governor Jerry Brown talking with Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler while driving a golf cart around his ranch in rural Colusa County.